I feel like we're starting to have a trend develop in the second date updates, and I'm not sure we should continue it. I can't decide. What? A while back, we had a mom email us to try to get her son a date. You guys remember that?
Oh, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. And since then, we've gotten a few in like that where people want to get a second date on somebody else's behalf. We don't often do them, but I figured we'd give it another shot today. Because right now, we have a guy's sister on the phone. And she wants to call a girl that he went out with to try to get him another date with this girl.
This might not do so well.
Her name is Christy. Christy, hello. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little peeved, but I'm good.
So you want to stand up for your brother today, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he's a great guy, but he can barely get out of bed because he's thinking about her.
He's this depressed after one date? Did they only go on one date or had they been dating for a while?
No, only one date.
And he can't.
He fell for her.
And he's this depressed?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time, and he was really excited about this. And now she's blowing him off for, no reason whatsoever.
And you know that there's no reason. He didn't tell you anything about their date where something could have gone wrong or...
No, what could go wrong? He's a great guy. And I think she makes our gender look really bad.
She makes your gender look bad? This is a whole gender thing?
Yeah, because it's come on, ladies. Let's just be cool at least.
Yeah, I guess.
If
but
you don't
Christy,
like her, why would you want her to go out with your brother?
He likes her, and I want him to be happy.
Christy, you realize that not calling somebody back is neither a male or female thing. We both do it. Both genders do it. It's not just all women.
I know, but it's everybody should be cool, but she in particular, because now I'm affected, because I hate seeing my little brother like this.
So you're upset for your brother. That's understandable.
I'm upset for my brother, yeah.
Why can't he do the second date update?
Because he's heartbroken. I told him he should email you guys, but he's just trying to deal with it in his own private way. And I'm I want to find answers, because it's so sad to see him, moping around, and he's crushed.
What's your brother's name?
It's Logan.
Logan, all right. And what's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
Her name's Tina.
All right. Tell us what you know about Tina and their date.
I wasn't on their date or anything, but Logan said that he met her at a party and he was just smitten from the get-go because I think he said she's new to town. She moved up somewhere from the south, but I forget. And they went on a date. He took her to a bar. They really hit it off. And they hooked up after the bar, but he was really quiet about the details. But I know my brother.
You didn't ask your brother for all the sort of details of his sexual conquests?
I mean, he was no. But he was being really respectful. He's not one to kiss and tell. But he called me after the date and telling me how much he really, really liked her and how sweet she is and how cool she is. And he was just gushing about her, basically.
So what did she do that was so horrible to your brother then? Just not calling him back is the horrible thing?
Yeah, ever. That's not cool.
Okay. Well, how did you get her phone number?
I took it off of his phone.
Does he know that you're doing this?
No.
Okay.
But, this is why it breaks my heart. Because after the date, when he called me and was telling me everything... He basically said that he thinks this one, Tina, could go the distance. And I've never heard my brother say that before.
Wow.
Okay, don't you think you're going to scare her off, though, even more?
No, she's already not calling him back, so there's no risk to it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk to him anyway. going to do is just seal the deal if she finds this annoying that you get her on the phone for a second date update.
Or I could be the hero and get them back together again just because of some stupid reason that she's not calling him back again.
Oh, okay. My God.
And he has no idea why? Has he told you anything?
No. So if it's some dumb girl reason, then I can clean it all up. And then if not... then I can give him a little peace and closure.
Okay. What if she's just not attracted to your brother?
That's impossible. He's adorable. No, if she's not attracted to him, which I find ridiculous, then she should just say, hey, I'm not attracted to you. Yeah. Then he can move on and not be moping around all the time.
And you don't think that it's crazy for your brother to be so invested in one date that he's moping?
No, I think the heart wants what the heart wants. And I think it's great that he met somebody that he can at least acknowledge that he has feelings for. Like, he's never had that before. He always just, like, meets chicks and, like, you know, shrugs them off. Not in a bad way. Like, at least he returns their calls and texts. But, like, we're a very communicative family. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are very close. All right. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your brother's second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.